He is 65 years old. He's possibly one of the most hated men on TV at this point in time. Maybe not so much anymore, but at one point, yeah, no, nobody wanted to see him. He's also Tom Jumbo Grumbo on BoJack Horseman, just in case you didn't know. Mimi Rogers, who's Mrs. Kensington in the first Austin Powers and Agent Diana Fowley on The X-Files. She happens to also be Tom Cruise's very first wife. They were married from 1987 to 1990. She is 68 years old this weekend. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, celebrating his 69th birthday. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, celebrating a birthday too. He is 80 years old this weekend. Pink Floyd is in that their 80s, out. People. James Cromwell, who is a 6'7" actor who played the evil Dr. Arthur Arden on American Horror Story Asylum. He's also the warden in The Green Mile, the president in Some of All Fears, and George Sibley on 6 Feet Under, 84 years old for him this weekend. From one of my favorite TV shows ever, Modern Family, she was Alex Dunphy. Ariel Winter is celebrating her 26th birthday. Elijah Wood also celebrating a birthday. Of course, Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings movie, Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's also in the first Hobbit movie, even though his character didn't actually appear in the book. Okay. He's celebrating his 43rd birthday. Then we have a battle of boy band birthdays this weekend. Uh-oh. Because Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys is celebrating his 44th birthday. He came in third on season 4 of The Masked Singer, by the way, as the Crocodile. Then you got Joey Fatone, of course, from NSYNC and Dancing with the Stars Uberstar, who is celebrating his 47th birthday this weekend. So it's a little battle of the boy bands there. Yeah. Rick Ross, who is the chubby rapper from Miami, used to work as a prison guard. He's celebrating his 48th birthday. Pull out those puppies and those kitties today, Finn. Don't let them be sad, because Miss Sarah McLachlan is celebrating today. She is 56 years old. Of course, she's a singer. Her main talent is making all of us feel awful for all the puppies and kitties on TV and all of our own when they give you that look. So that's what she's been able to do for us. Barbie Benton, gorgeous hee-haw star. She appeared in several Playboy spreads and lived with Hugh Hefner from 1969 to 1976, way back before he made all of his women share him with two other girls. She is celebrating her 74th birthday. Ah, hee-haw. It's still one of my favorite shows of all time.
Picking and a grinning.
I loved hee-haw. It was the best. And I think I've told this story. I was never allowed to stay up very late when I was a little girl, right? Because I had a really strict bedtime. Saturday nights were my night for staying up late with my grandpa, who lived with us. And so my mom would give me my bath. She'd put my hair in my little pigtails, my curls, because I always had curly hair. And then I'd get my favorite PJs on, and I'd get my favorite blankie, and grandpa would make us hot chocolate and sometimes popcorn, and then we'd sit downstairs by the fireplace and we'd watch Hee Haw together. And I got to stay up late because it started at 10:30 on our local channels. And so that's why I think I love Hee Haw so much.
Well, that makes sense. I never knew it was on that late, though, but I know it was a syndicated show, right?
Yes.
So probably whatever affiliate just showed it at a different time. See, I have a difficult relationship with the Haw, because for us, it aired Saturday nights.
Okay.
I think probably about 5 o'clock. So, you know, close to dinner time. Okay.
Sure.
So first it was the Haw, and then it was the Lawrence Welk show.
Oh no. My mom
talk
still
about your culture
Lawrence
shock. It was just, it was too much.
I totally understand that. My mom still watches Lawrence Welk on PBS, and she'll call me and she'll be like he's still alive. That Lawrence Welk, he's such a good performer. I'm like, he's dead. He's dead. The bubbles are gone. It's all over.
But you know, Roy Clark and Buck Owens on Hee Haw, master musicians. I mean,
I know.
Fantastic.
They were amazing. I loved Hee Haw. I did. I really, really did. It was my favorite part of each and every week. I don't know if it's because I got to stay up late, if I got to just do it with my grandpa, if I don't know what it was. But
that's
we always
probably,
had
a, I mean that you got it. To share it with your grandpa,
yeah,
that's
it was
probably
great.
Something that
it was so good. And then he would tuck me into bed as soon as it was over, and it was the best part of my week when I was growing up. It truly was. Mikhail Baryshnikov, I had to think there for a minute, celebrating his 76th birthday this weekend. Of course, he's a legendary ballet dancer who lost most of his straight male fans when he played Carrie's second to last boyfriend on Sex and the City. I remember remember when he showed up. It was a very strange timeline, and there was a lot of things going on at Sex and the City, and then she moved to Paris for a while to be with him because he was an artist. I'm sure Chris will tell you all about it. I know she's a fan of SJP.
I know all about it. There's a cool story about SJP. Her and her husband, Matthew Broder,
yes,
are currently doing a show in London's West End, and
okay,
it is Plaza Suite, the Neil, yep, Simon show, okay? And she stopped the performance to yell at somebody because somebody was, you know, filming it on their phone, and they make all the announcements, please shut,
sure,
off your phones, please, and you still have those people that are, you know, and it's not a concert, folks.
No,
it's a theater production. So she's, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty, yeah, cool. I admire her for doing that. I mean, you know, you've got people who think that just because they have a phone in their pocket, nobody will see me, I'll just sneak, mm-hmm, in. No, that's not, mm-hmm, quite how it works. They're on stage, they're live, they're looking right at you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, and sometimes when you're on stage, you can't always make out everybody in the audience, but you can see enough of the people that are there that you, mm-hmm, you know, can kind of see, mm-hmm, what's going on. Alan Alda, to wrap up our celebrity list, Hawkeye Pierce on MASH, and also Senator Arnold Vinnick on The West Wing. He is celebrating his 88th birthday this weekend. Mm. My goodness.
Yeah.
I love Alan Alda. He's been around forever. Let's see. Then we have a few local birthdays as well. We've got Kathy Prescott celebrating a birthday. So very happy birthday to Kathy. Another Kathy on the list, Kathy Kienau, is celebrating. So Kathy, very happy birthday to you. And then Mary Howard is also celebrating this weekend as well, so we hope Mary also has a wonderful day. And if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM also hope you have an amazing day. And remember to add somebody to this list. It's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. And I mean, really, what details do you need? It's been doing the same thing for like a week now. Mm-hmm. Foggy, scattered rain, some snow, some freezing drizzle, temperatures in the 30s. Sean Cave will fill you in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABCN local news here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Justice demanding that Israel take steps to prevent acts considered genocide, but stopping short of ordering an immediate halt to military operations in Gaza. It was a preliminary ruling, Israel insisting it is targeting Hamas fighters, not Palestinian citizens. Alabama death row inmate Kenneth Smith executed using nitrogen gas. Witness Ivana Hrenko describing what happened after the nitrogen was administered.
For about 2 minutes following that, Kenneth Smith shook and writhed for about 2 minutes on a gurney. That was followed by several minutes of deep breaths on the gurney. Following that, his breath slowed until it was no longer perceptible.
Critics say it amounts to torture. Corrections officials say the writhing was involuntary, the whole process taking 22 minutes. A jury in New York today begins deliberations in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case, deciding whether Donald Trump owes her millions for defaming her. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Thursday, the teenager charged in the death of a Reedsburg girl pleaded not guilty in Sauk County Court. A not guilty plea was entered on behalf of Kevin Green, the 18-year-old that was charged with homicide by negligent use of a vehicle in August for the deadly May 12th wreck that killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. Court records show Green's next court appearance will be on April 3rd for a scheduling conference. The city of Baraboo is getting closer to making a decision on a new administrator. The Common Council has narrowed the choice down to two candidates, both from Dane County communities. Sharon Eveland, who is currently the village administrator in Shorewood Hills, and John Larson, the deputy administrator in Cottage Grove, are both throwing their hats in the ring for the Baraboo job. Eveland and Larson will be available to meet with city residents at an informal meet and greet Tuesday night at 5:30 at the public library. Both candidates will briefly introduce themselves and talk with stakeholders to learn more about Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is another foggy morning, and it's going to stay that way through the day with scattered off and on rain, maybe a few snowflakes, even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at times. Our high today, 36. Tonight, more fog and freezing drizzle, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7. And a savoir-faire, no one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die.
Yo. so cold, singing while we watch them fall.
There is Prince. That is seven maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's such a good one. One of my favorite Prince songs.
I approve
it's 8:16.
Of your musical choices this morning.
Oh,
good,
that's
good
such
pick.
A
Even
good
got
one.
A little bit of a sitar at the
right?
end of the song there.
Oh, I love that song. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's right there at the top of my favorites playlist on my Spotify when I'm walking or working out or doing anything with my Spotify list. And of course, spiking in a few Prince songs this morning to remind you that you can see a Prince tribute show tomorrow night at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells, legacydinnertheater.com. Go check it out, formerly the Palace Theater. Tickets are just $40. Show starts at 7 o'clock, and Chase and Ovation are going to be performing, and from Minneapolis, from the same neighborhood Prince grew up in, and so they're going to be doing their best to entertain us with Prince music all night long. So we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a really great time, and again, legacydinnertheater.com to get your tickets. Chase and Ovation, they're pretty for real when they're on stage. I was watching some videos of them and seeing some of their shows where they've appeared, and they're really, really good. So definitely check it out if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night. Maybe date night, right? That would be a good date night.
Yeah.
Going to see Prince, like a Prince tribute, especially if you love 80s, 90s music.
Great way to sell. It's going to be a great show. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll maybe try to get one more Prince song in here this morning. I'll see how time goes. No, let me ask you a question, though. Changing directions completely, because this isn't as much fun as talking about Prince. Have you ever felt the urge to flush a toilet with the lid closed? I mean, whether it's like a really gross public bathroom that someone else didn't flush, or you just did some of your own damage at home kind of thing. No, the bad news about closing the lid is it's not going to really matter. It turns out that flushing is a messy process regardless. And we see this all the time. Like, how often do you go into a public restroom and when you flush, like, stuff comes spitting out of the toilet? It's the most disgusting gross. Thing ever, right? It's gross. A team of microbiologists from the University of Arizona just did a study, and there's not much difference whether you leave the lid up or down when you're flushing a toilet. Either way, that powerful swoosh that you have in there sends viral particles and germs shooting into the air and onto the floor and other nearby surfaces. Oh, gosh, I just love science. They do say that closing the lid can reduce the bigger particles, though, that come flying out. The only meaningful way, though, to really reduce the spread of viral pathogens, according to this research, is to regularly clean and sanitize your toilet and the surrounding area often. That's why my bathroom gets disinfected at least 3 times a week. Experts recommend putting toothbrushes away, not leaving them out, especially if your toilet's near the sink, you know, because some bathrooms are configured weird, as well as cosmetics that you actually put on your face. And yeah, they're once again reminding us not to handle our phones while we're also using the toilet. Yeah, that's kind of a big one for a lot of people.
That's easier for some folks than it is others.
It is. It is, most definitely. And I would totally agree with that. But really, honestly, when you think about it, toilets are really one of the grossest things ever, right? They really truly are. I mean, everything that happens in, near, or on a toilet is not exactly great. And then the fact that, you know, we have this water that basically whooshes out and like leaves stuff all over in the air, they're kind of disgusting. But we need them. They're like a necessary evil because, well, I'm not using an outhouse forever. Let's just put it like that. So And at least you don't have the whooshing, I guess.
But it's even worse. I mean,
I know. Like, outhouses are awful. Outhouses are awful. And I will refrain. I will hold it. I don't care if I'm about to pee my pants. I will do everything I can to not have to go into an outhouse / porta potty, whatever you want to call them. They're still essentially the same thing, and they're disgusting. And they smell, especially in the summer when they've been sitting out, they just smell. They're awful. And then, like, if I have to use one, like, I hover and I won't look in the pit of it because, well, who wants to see that? Like, I have real issues with outhouses and porta potties, like really major issues with them. I've never been able to do it. Even when I was a little girl, you know, when you have no inhibitions because you're not overthinking things. I couldn't do it.
Well, even when you're just out and about and you're running errands, I mean, some places have cleaner bathrooms than others. Yeah,
you might as well use a porta potty. I remember last year, when we went on our vacation to New Orleans, and we obviously drove, we got to a point on Christmas Eve when I really, really had to use the bathroom. And it was getting to the point where everything was closed because, duh, Christmas Eve, right? And so we're down south somewhere. I can't even remember where we were at. Maybe in Missouri as we were passing through, or maybe just on the Tennessee border. Anyway, that doesn't matter. We get to this really small town. And I said to Corey, I was like, and I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's all that they have here. Then I looked around the rest of the town and I was like, oh, yikes. You know, you just know instantaneously when you look around.
It's not going to be good.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be so bad. And so Corey goes, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I have to stop. Like, I can't do this anymore. Because we were like at least 20 miles away from another place to stop. And I've been trying to do as well as I could because my husband driving likes to make time. And I couldn't do it. And I said, as I'm getting out, I said, will you put her outside while I'm in using the bathroom? And then we can just drive some more. And I said to both of the boys, do you need to use the bathroom? They look around and they're like, we're good. We'll use the side of the road if we need to, because this is just how it was. So I go in there and, oh, it was just as lovely as I thought it was going to be. It was something out of like some sort of weird movie that you would watch. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you just know when you get out of
the Twilight Zone kind of thing.
Yeah, like when somebody gets out of the car in some movies, you're like, no, just get back in. Just get back in. Don't, you know, you're doing one of those. That's what it reminded me of. So I see the sign that says bathroom.
You're making it sound like a horror movie, basically.
It was. It was for me anyway. It was for me. So I see the sign that says bathroom. Now, it's on an arrow thing hanging up on the wall, and it's hanging by one chain. The other side of the chain had fallen, so it's like on its side, and it's just kind of waving back and forth up there, and I'm like, oh, gosh. So I'm walking through the gas station. I'm looking around at everything, and I'm just knowing, at this point, this is bad. This is just bad. Bad, bad, bad. But I have to go. So I'm going to persevere. I would have much rather had a porta potty at this point, by the way. And so I find the bathroom, and it wasn't even really a bathroom. Honestly, it looked like maybe it had been a storage closet at one point in time, but then they decided that maybe a bathroom would help business or something. So they stuck a toilet in there and like a sink. Kind of. The sink was actually broken off the wall. It was only like half on the wall and kind of tipping. There was like half up and half down tile. And then there were spider webs up in the corner, and there were mouse traps in the corners.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I look at the toilet and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to use this right now. It was the most disgusting thing. I'm going to bet that thing had never been cleaned. That would be my guess. Like, it had never actually been cleaned. Maybe in like the entire time it was there, and it looked like maybe 20 years it had been there. Nobody, I don't think, had ever cleaned that toilet. It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. I'm a germaphobe. So now I'm in a personal dilemma, Finn. I'm like in a major meltdown dilemma because I really have to pee. I know that we are 20 minutes from the next stop, and I have no other choice at this point.
How much toilet paper did you lay down on the toilet seat?
Oh, I used basically the entire roll and barely gave myself enough to do what I needed to when I was done. It was the most disgusting thing. And then when I went to wash my hands, of course, the sink's not attached. attached to the wall. It's all gross and brown, and there's green stuff in the bottom, like maybe mold in there. I mean, it was gross.
This is a lovely picture you're painting.
Oh, the hand soap thing was even worse. It was horrible. And so I forewent the washing of the hands because I travel everywhere with wipes and sanitizer. So I was like, oh, I can do a better job in the car with my wipes and sanitizers mm-hmm. than this. Mm-hmm. I ran out of that gas station. I literally ran out of that gas station. I got back in the car and Corey looked at me and he goes, are you all right? I was like, just drive away. And he goes, are you all right? I said, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my entire life. I said, including using porta potties out at campsites. I said, that was horrible.
Yeah.
And so then we were talking on the way and I was like, how can that even be open? How is that even sanitary? It was so disgusting. Like, do people not check on these things? Are there not health codes? I mean, Corey looked around. He goes, well, look at where we're at. He's like, when do you think the last time a health inspector was out in this direction? Then I looked at the motel that was literally down the street and I said, oh, I bet you the same people own that. You just get the feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Like the same people, because the outside was kept up basically just like the inside of the gas station. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. I will never, ever, like, I will trust my gut next time. I'll pee my pants next time before I do that. I don't care. I had
how much hand sanitizer
clothes.
Did you use once you got back into the car?
Bottles and bottles of it. I basically used half a bottle plus a wipe. And then I looked at Corey and I'm like, now I'm kind of worried. And he goes, about what? And I said, I had to sit on that, like hover. He goes, you sat on it? I said, well, what are you supposed to do? I said, there's hovering. Mm-hmm. I said, that works, but you're still close enough. I said, I might actually catch something from that. Like, I was traumatized by the whole thing. And so now when I go into a bathroom, I'm kind of like, oh, anything is better than that. Anything is better than that experience, let me tell you. It was awful.
And those long road trips, it can be really challenging. You got to make that decision, right? I mean, there are times with rest stops or waysides or whatever where can I make it another, you know, whatever it is, half hour, 40 minutes,
man.
Or whatever.
Oh, if I would have been able to,
you
stop, I would have
drinking beverages though, don't
right
you?
Right. Oh yeah, no, I had cut my like water consumption down on that trip by probably half anyway, because I know how my husband likes to make time and I knew the amount of time we were going to be in the car, so I had cut everything in half anyway. But you know, sometimes you still just gotta pee. You have to can't help it. Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. Traumatizing, people. I still might need therapy after that one, because that was something I can never unsee. I mean, as a germaphobe too, like that, I was the worst person to end up in that bathroom. Absolutely the worst person. Because other people would have just been like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to do this. I was like, oh my gosh, what is that spot there? Why is there red over there? Why is there brown over here? Like I was in overdrive.
That's horrifying.
Oh, it truly was. It was like my version of Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street or something like that. That was, if you ever want to see me in a horror movie, just stick me in a dirty bathroom and you know exactly how it's going
to
turn out.
There's that point where you have to make the commitment, right?
Oh.
I mean, you have to decide, am I going through with this?
Oh. It was so bad. Okay, like we all know how when women have to use the bathroom, there's ups, there's down, there's pants, there's all of that. There's logistics of the floor, which is bad enough if you're in a bathroom and the floor is wet. You're like, why is the floor wet? Why are my pants going to get wet? I mean, there's logistics involved, right? We're all adults here. We
it's
know
not
how this
as
works.
Easy for you ladies as
it's
it is
not.
For us guys.
It's not.
I mean,
and then
yeah,
I was like,
just
oh my.
Pull over to the side of the road
right.
and take care of business.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, now my pants might have to touch this. And so I was like trying to keep my feet above the ground as well, because the floor was absolutely disgusting. I mean, it truly was like my version of Nightmare on Elm Street. It truly was. It was awful.
You're on vacation.
This is why the vacation didn't actually start till I got us unpacked at the Airbnb, because there was these issues. Taking a look at the forecast right now, some fog, some scattered rain, snow, maybe freezing drizzle yet today, 36 for a high. Hey, at least we stopped the moisture out here on Goose Poop Pond for a little bit. More fog and freezing drizzle tonight, down to 33, then clouds stick around tomorrow with a high near 38. Right now, it's 34.
The deli at Pierce's Express Market in Bearwood always has something fresh and ready for you when you are. This is Craig. This week, Kretschmar chicken off the bone is $8.49 per pound. Sliced white American cheese is only $6.99 per pound. And Kretschmar garlic herb chicken breast is $8.49 per pound. Also find Mrs. Jerry's cheddar broccoli pasta salad for $4.99 per pound. 16-ounce Panera soups at $6.99. plus hot and ready chicken tenders at $6.99 for a pound. Pierce's Express Market, family owned since 1924.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM.
It's 8:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, happy Friday. Can't say that enough because, well, who isn't ready for another weekend? It's the Four Seasons now, December 1963. Oh, what a night on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I love the Four Seasons. That's a great song. It is 8:33 right now. And Finn, we're going to talk some Valentine's Day candy here, because if you're the type of person that likes candy with nuts, then you're going to definitely love this product. This is a fun topic. We're going to try to euphemize this as much as we possibly can. Hopefully the kiddos are in school. So Reese's brought back their pink peanut butter hearts for Valentine's Day. And these things are all over social media right now after people realize that they look like something else when viewed just at the right angle, or I guess maybe the wrong angle, depending on how you're looking at this thing. If you flip them upside down, they bear a striking resemblance to a part of the male anatomy. And once you see it, honestly, you can't unsee it. You absolutely cannot unsee it. In fact, I'm going to send you the photo right now.
Oh, no.
So you can see it. Because if I've seen it, everybody else has. Right? It's terrible. It's awful. Now, it's funny because if you can't picture the Reese's hearts that we're talking about, they're more vertical than round. So as a bonus, they look very droopy when they're turned upside down.
Plus the coloring itself. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't unsee that.
No, you really can't. So these have been available on Amazon since at least 2019. So they're not this brand new product or anything. I don't know if this new revelation is going to hurt or help the sales. I guess we're about to find out. But oh my gosh, no, you really can't unsee that. That is just bad, bad. I don't know if you call it marketing, if you just call it production quality. I don't really know, but it's not. It's not great.
You can get these things in the stores now.
I guess so.
I kind of wonder, like if somebody purchases these and they take them out to the checkout counter. I don't know. Are the checkout people just going to laugh at them?
Yes, I think so. I think that's exactly what you have to do. These look like more of something you would use at like a bridal party or something, like a bachelorette type party, than you would as a Valentine's Day treat, kind of like as a joke thing. Mm-hmm. That's honestly what these
April
look like.
Fool's Day.
You can't unsee it. You really, really can't, people. It's pretty brutal.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I mean, if I had to look at it this morning, I figured other people needed to have the sight as well, ingrained in their brains. It is definitely something to behold.
I bet you the board meetings next time around are going to be a special treat. The marketing meeting.
They'll have a new mold for the hearts next year or something. New color, new everything. It'll be fine. But see, this also proves that you should not mess with a good thing, right? These are Reese's peanut butter cups, and these are the pink hearts. You should not mess with
exactly.
a good thing, because see what happens when you do? It's an issue. It's an issue.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Either that, or we're just like 14-year-old minded adults in this world. I'm not really sure what it is. You can't. You really can't unsee it. Do a Google search, people. It's fine.
Be careful with your Google.
I was going to say, because you're at work, and this could come up as something that they want to like block and not allow, and then you have problems at your office, too. But you were just searching for a Reese's peanut butter cup in a heart shape. That's all, essentially, you're doing. But it could be a whole thing at the office. It could really be a thing. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Oh, my gosh. Nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like this. I mean, really, I have so many things I can say. I'm trying really hard.
Music today.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard not to get myself into trouble this morning, because I have a lot of things that are floating through my head. Anyway, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Fog sticking around, the rain, the freezing drizzle, all of it for at least today, and then clouds once again tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about your weather in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in boys basketball, the Baraboo Thunderbirds earned a 65-47 win over Portage. Mount Horeb fell at home to Stoughton 70-65. In girls hoops this past evening, Kettle Moraine 70-41 winners over Stoughton. Monona Grove beat at home 58-48 by Edgewood. And McFarland also loses at home 62-59 against Oregon. Today for the Baraboo Thunderbirds, the gymnastics team will be at Monona Grove. And girls hoops tonight will make up their postponed matchup from the Badger Challenge. It's going to be Baraboo High School, the site for it. Milton will be in town. 7:30 is the tip-off for that one. Then tomorrow, boys swimming for Baraboo will be at Shorewood High School. The Badger Lightning girls hockey team will be at Beaver Dam. That starts at 2 o'clock. And boys basketball will be at Toma at 7:15. Reedsburg today, it's wrestling, traveling to Mount Horeb at 6:15. Girls hoops will be going to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln at 7:15, and the boys basketball team for the Beavers will welcome the Sauk Prairie Eagles. 7:15, tip off there. And it's a gymnastics invite for Reedsburg at Dodgeville High School tomorrow at 10 a.m. Also for Sauk Prairie tonight, the wrestlers will be heading to Stoughton at 7. Tomorrow, Sauk Prairie swimming will be at an invite at Beloit Memorial. Their gymnastics team will be at Madison Memorial for another invite. Girls hoops will be at Lake Mills at 12:30. Boys hockey in Madison going against Madison West at 2:30. And the show choir invitational will take place all weekend long at Sauk Prairie High School. And finally tonight for Portage, the wrestlers head to Fort Atkinson at 7. Portage wrestlers will be in a scramble tomorrow starting at 9:30 at Laconia High School. And the boys basketball team for the Warriors will welcome Poinette tomorrow at 2 o'clock. 13-rated team in the country, Wisconsin, will be at home tonight as they're hosting Michigan State at 7 o'clock. Badgers coming to this one 15-4 for the season, number one in the conference with a 7-1 record. Michigan State 12-7 overall, 4-4 in conference play. Bucks also back on the hardwood tonight. They're going to be hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers once again. These same two teams met a couple of nights ago with a 126-116 win going the way of Milwaukee. And the NBA All-Star Game starters have been announced. Both Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo will be starters for the Eastern Conference. Tyrese Halliburton has been selected for his first ever All-Star Game. He'll join the court along with those two Bucks, as well as Joel Embiid, the Philadelphia center and reigning MVP, plus Boston forward Jason Tatum. Giannis was the leading overall vote-getter from fans. On the Western Conference, LeBron James has set a record with his 20th consecutive start in an NBA All-Star game. He'll be joined by Dallas's Luka Doncic, plus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Oklahoma City, reigning Finals MVP and Denver center Nikola Jokic, as well as Phoenix forward Kevin Durant. The 73rd NBA All-Star game will take place February 18th from Indianapolis, Indiana. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is another foggy morning, and it's going to stay that way through the day with scattered off and on rain, maybe a few snowflakes, even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at times. Our high today, 36. Tonight, more fog and freezing drizzle, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
It's 8:42 right now, and as we continue our Prince morning, since there's going to be a Prince tribute at Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells, I had to pull out this one. Diamonds and Pearls, 99.7 Max FM.
For you, love is meant for two. Tell me
Diamonds and Pearls, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So you shouldn't read and try to talk at the same time. That's what happens. My goodness. So that song actually released October 1st, 1991. And it was the first time that Prince had his backup band, the New Power Generation, with him on that particular song and that particular album. Of course, recorded at Paisley Park, released by Warner Brothers. So there you go, a little background of that. Why did we play it this morning? Well, there's going to be a Prince tribute band at Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells tomorrow night. So hopefully we hear some of these Prince songs that we've pulled out of our library this morning. Of course, tickets just $40. The show starts at 7 p.m. It's by a company called Chase and Ovation. And Chase himself has worked with Prince, was actually a body double for him at one point. Got his blessing from Prince to go ahead and pay homage to him and do this particular show when Prince was still alive. And so they've been performing all over the country since then as Chase and Ovation.
He was a body double for Prince?
He was at one point in time. Yeah.
For one of the films?
Yes, he was. So he's a smaller dude too. And you know, Prince, as we all know, was not a big guy.
Not a tall dude.
No, I'm sure finding a body double for Prince was probably pretty hard in a couple of the movies he made because he is not a big guy.
He was just over 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like 5'3" or something.
Yeah, he's very, very small. And then of course, you know, if you ever get a chance to go to Paisley Park and you take a look at some of the costumes that he wore on stage. I mean, I can't even imagine trying to fit him because he was just not a big human being. It's also interesting because as I talked with Chase's manager, because Chase was supposed to join us today, then they had some travel issues and he couldn't. Prince's mom actually babysat Chase in their neighborhood in the Twin Cities. Isn't it a crazy story?
Trip.
It's just actually a trip of how he was so connected. And obviously, Prince meant so much to that particular neighborhood in Minneapolis and just to the city in general that when Chase had this idea of doing a show as a tribute to Prince, obviously he wanted Paisley Park's blessing. And if you joined us earlier this morning, you and I talked a little bit about that. Paisley Park never responded in 2006, though, when they wanted to start this tribute show. They went ahead and did it anyway, and Prince ended up showing up. And that was that. And then gave his blessing, and really the show's been going since 2006. But isn't it crazy though that there's so much connection between the two guys, and obviously Prince was reading everything coming in and out of Paisley Park. So you know, it just tells you how much his fingers were in everything that he actually did. So
just seems like it was destined to happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So if you have nothing to do tomorrow night, you want a really great show with some really great music, we'd love to see you at Legacy Theater because that's where my husband and I are going to be hanging out. LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Tickets $40. Show starts at 7 p.m. If you want a little bit more information about Chase and what he does on stage, or you want to watch some videos, it's Chase and Ovation. ChaseandOvation.com. You can go check out their website and just do a Google search and you can see them performing in many different facets across the country. People have put up some really great video of them. So it should be really fun. I love a good tribute show. I love a good tribute show.
Looks like after the Legacy show, they're going to be doing a stint at Chanhassen Dinner Theater after that.
Yep. The best part about it is they don't try to be Prince. I mean, hello, he's the purple one. Nobody's going to be Prince. He had a presence about him that you aren't going to duplicate. And so that's not their goal. Their goal is to not be Prince on stage. It's to really pay homage to him, and it's really to share part of his music and his world with people who really just loved him, because not only was Prince an incredible musician and artist and songwriter, and he was just an incredible human being as well, and people in his neighborhood know it. I mean, they grew up with him. He stayed very true to his roots in life as well, and so that's essentially what this show is all about. So
I gotta tell you, that would be quite the workout if you tried to replicate what he did on stage, because Prince was such an amazing live performer.
Yes.
It's somewhere here in the office. I think it's the Purple Rain box set.
Yes.
And on the box sets, there is one of the concerts from around that time period. And just watching this guy,
he's amazing.
In the course of maybe like 2.5 hours, I would say,
right,
he never stopped.
No.
He was just, he's like, you know, I mean, just nonstop. I mean, he would dance around, jump around, do the splits, do the James Brown moves, do all that stuff, and then sit down and play piano or play guitar. It's just insane.
And he did it. And the weirdest part about it is if you have ever looked at Prince's feet in all of those moments, he did it in those boots with a heel on it. Like, he did it in those boots with a heel. Like, hello, ladies, we suck because we can barely walk in them sometimes for more than an hour, right? Unless you've really, like, you know, taken the time to get used to them. He did it in the boots with the heel, which is even the craziest part. And that was one thing we learned, is his shoes were designed specifically for him, obviously, but they also had special mechanisms in them because it was so hard on his back and his joints to be in those boots. So they had, like, there was actually a shoemaker from Europe who came in and actually made his shoes so that they were made so they were comfortable for him, and they moved with his feet and they could bend and things like that. It's actually pretty incredible. And that was the thing that stunned us the most when we went into Paisley Park, is you can obviously see, because they have special shoes marked for when he wore them at, like, here's his shoes from the Grammys in this particular year and from when he was on stage. You can tell the ones that he wore the most, though. You really can. Because they are war. Yeah, they really are. I mean, he wore his shoes. He had his special ones that he wore for different outfits and appearances and things like that. But then there were the shoes that he wore, like he actually just wore. So pretty cool stuff. And I believe Chase actually wears a boot with a heel on it when he performs as well. Because you have to, right? You have to. And I know one of the guitars he uses, and if you check out his website, you'll see that one of one of his guitars is shaped just like the Prince Purple Rain guitar and all of that kind of stuff. So make sure you check it out, though. It's going
to
be a good time.
Yeah, I'd love to see the show. And as you know, going to Paisley Park is on my bucket list. I haven't been there like you and the family have. And Prince's Super Bowl halftime show. It's got to be my all-time favorite.
The shoes from that show are in the closet, as they like to call it. Yeah, no, and I mean, it was one of the most iconic performances. And every time I think of the Super Bowl halftime show, that's the one that comes to mind first and foremost, just because him and the rain and the guitar and Purple Rain and everything, it was insane. But then obviously I always think of the U2 show right after 9/11 as well. Yeah. But those are the two, when I think of good Super Bowl halftime shows, that I'm like, oh, no. No, those were
the bar has been set pretty high.
It was set really, really high. We'll see if Usher can surpass it this year, huh?
Okay, I don't know, but all right.
I'm hoping. Here's what I'm hoping with the Usher show at the Super Bowl halftime show. Usher did a lot of performances and had a lot of songs with other artists, you know, like Pitbull and a lot of rappers. I'm hoping this is just like a throwback to the early 2000s. I think that would be incredible. Now, we'll see what Usher actually does, because I know he's got a Vegas residency as well, where he performs by himself. And I've heard that from people who have gone, that it is absolutely phenomenal, that when Usher performs, he performs. Now, here's the thing, though. You have to give the artist respect, right? Because they're only given 20 minutes. Usher's on stage at his residency for over 2 hours. So he's able to extend those things out. And I think that's what people forget, is when they get onto the stage, essentially, air quotes, at a Super Bowl halftime show, they only have an allotted time. So they have to fill that allotted time with as much as they absolutely can, which is why I think sometimes people are disappointed, because they forget that, you know, there's time constraints here. We got to get back to the game. They can't do a full show and then come back to the game 2 hours later. It's not going to happen, obviously. So I think people get a little disappointed. But I was on the fence about this Usher thing when they announced him as a Super Bowl halftime performer. But now I'm kind of like, you know, I want to see what he's got, because he's Usher and he's like old school R&B. He was pop. He was all of that. So I kind of want to see what he has to show up there on the stage at Super Bowl. Again, I hope he goes shirtless, and I hope there's a stripper pole involved, because I want to see people's minds explode, because I think that will be really, really fun. He's never done a show in a shirt or with a stripper, without a stripper pole, people. This is just how he does his shows. It's what he does. So I just want people's minds to explode when that happens.
We shall see.
Just a couple weeks away now. That's all there is. We've got to celebrate here today with our calendar days. I mean, some good stuff this weekend. Again, though, make sure that part of your celebration includes the Prince tribute at Legacy Dinner Theater. LegacyDinnerTheater.com. One more time if you want to check out tickets. Anyway, there's some good stuff on here. Let's take a look. Today is National Big Wig Day. Now, I don't know if we're talking about about somebody who thinks they're really important or an actual big wig that you put on your head. I'm thinking Dolly Parton, but either way, I'm down for celebrating, and I'd much rather dress up than and worry about other people. It's also Spouse's Day today. So this is a day to really just show each other how much you appreciate and care about one another. So Spouse's Day, which seems oddly close to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
It feels like another marketing ploy, if you ask me. Don't get them the pink Reese's peanut butter cups.
Do not.
Unless there's something that you don't want the rest of us to know, and we're not asking questions. But I'm just saying, that might not be the most appropriate gift you could give. It's also National Fun at Work Day today. Speaking of those pink peanut butter cups, if you're pulling those up, you're going to have a whole lot of fun looking at those. It's also, when you take a look at the food ones, this is a horrible food day today. My goodness. National Green Juice Day. Really? Do we need that? Do we need green juice in our life? I'm pretty sure that we do not need a green juice in our life. That just means healthy stuff in a mixer.
I thought because you are such a health nut, I thought maybe you'd be down with this one.
No, not green juice. I want things to taste good. You know,
no green
I don't
machines
need it to,
for you.
No, I'm good. And in the picture, I see celery and broccoli and like spinach and stuff. Now I like all those things separately, but I don't need them in a juice together. I'm good.
Yeah, cooked, they're okay. I don't need them in a juice though.
Grilled, sauteed, anything. Yeah. They're fine. I don't want to drink them, though. And then it's also National Peanut Brittle Day today. Boy, pretty exciting stuff right there, let me tell you. Peanut brittle. That's not a great calendar day.
No, the good thing is
Friday, because there's enough excitement in that. Let's see. What do we have for the rest of this weekend? Okay, here's some decent ones. Tomorrow is National Local Quilt Shop Day. And I know we have a lot of local quilt shops around here, women who and men who do some really beautiful, amazing work. So check those out. It is also it's Thomas Crapper Day tomorrow. Now, remember we were talking about toilets and how awful they were? Well, Thomas Crapper didn't actually invent the toilet. That's credited to John Harrington in 1596. However, Thomas Crapper actually was the guy who perfected and popularized the toilet. Well, if they're spewing that much grossness into the air, I don't know how perfect they can actually be. But we do celebrate him today on the anniversary of his death, which happened in 1910. So Thomas Crapper Day
Rest
today.
In peace.
I love that. I just want to keep saying that now all day. let's see, what else is there? There's National Geographic Day today. Of course, the National Geographic Society was incorporated in Washington, D.C. on this day in 1888 by a group of 33 scientists, scholars, businessmen, and explorers who really just had a passion for geography, science, as well as some travel. And they thought that Americans should take interest in things happening outside of their world and actually explore other parts of the world. So I love that.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's also Punch the Clock Day tomorrow, which is kind of odd because it's the weekend and most of us won't be punching a clock tomorrow, but okay, we'll put it on whatever day you want it.